Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills and free agency still taking place across the NFL, despite the health concerns across the country. Talk about the draft potentially being pushed back, then saying that the draft is going to stay in place. Teams are still working as best they can to sign players, and the Buffalo Bills, no exception today. So on Thursday, the Buffalo Bills made two signings and two names that have certainly been a part of discussions for Buffalo Bills fans in years past. The first up, EJ Gaines is going to be rejoining the Buffalo Bills, signing for the third time to play in Buffalo. Well, I shouldn't say signing for the third time, but his third stint. Everybody remembers he was included in the trade when the Bills sent Sammy Watkins to the Rams back in 2017. Gaines really was an integral piece of the Bills squad that helped them end the drought and get to the playoffs in 2017. An 8-3 record with him as a starter. The piece with Gaines, of course, he has battled injuries over his NFL career. So after that one season he had with the Bills in 2017, he signed a free agent contract to join the Cleveland Browns. After that season in Cleveland, where he battled injuries again, he did sign with the Bills in 2019. Ended up going on the IR with an injury settlement at that time. But EJ Gaines, right, and you think about this, a lot of the conversations that we've had, Ryan Talbot from NewYorkUpstate.com, and I talked about it the other day, you've heard it on a number of our podcasts, as this offseason is probably going to look a little bit different when it comes to things like OTAs, mandatory minicamp, who knows what impact it could have on training camp, for the Buffalo Bills to have players that they are familiar with, guys that can come in and know their system, obviously can be an advantage at this time. Now you bring in someone like EJ Gaines and you think of that cornerback two position opposite of Tre'Davious White, right? So you've got Gaines, you've got Levi Wallace, and of course you've got Josh Norman as well coming in as a free agent acquisition for the Bills before the free agency period started after he was released by the Washington Redskins. So now you really look at things, right? And you think to yourself, okay, you've got to hit on one of these three guys. And I think from that standpoint, right, it's an interesting situation. You've got someone like Gaines who's got experience in the system, but obviously his battled injuries and how's that going to impact him. Norman, the best that he's ever played in his pro career has been under Sean McDermott as his defensive coordinator. He's getting another chance now after wrapping up a relatively disappointing career with the Washington Redskins. And then you've got Levi Wallace, who the undrafted free agent, the walk-on at University of Alabama, always kind of overlooked. And, now from this situation, battled through some struggles, a couple of injuries during the 2019 season, but again, a reliable starter for the Bills. Now he's got two veterans that will be pushing him for that starting position. And of course, who knows what the team may do in the upcoming 2020 NFL draft if they look to make any sort of an upgrade at the cornerback position. Some speculation on Twitter today and talking about Gaines. Maybe he's someone that's not coming in for that cornerback two position to provide competition there, but more so to provide competition with Teron Johnson in the slot. That will be an interesting thing to monitor. Obviously, it's very early right now, but EJ Gaines coming in, adding depth at the cornerback position. When you look at many of the needs for the Bills, right, cornerback has been a bit of one of those question marks just because of the stage of where Norman is in his career. Again, Wallace being an undrafted rookie, you know, coming in, playing well in two seasons with the Bills, but still kind of some question marks there, right, of how much improvement that he can make and what sort of the ceiling is for him versus what we've seen of him. Like, does he have that potential to be more as that cornerback too? So more depth for the Bills at cornerback at this time, and should be interesting, obviously, whenever we do get to training camp, what some of those battles will look like. Brandon Bean and his staff, they were not done today. Another name that signing with the Buffalo Bills reported a one-year deal Darrell Williams, formerly of the Carolina Panthers, and you can save all your snickers and comments at this time. Listen, when you talk about what might be happening this offseason and the truncated schedule, you know, to come in and bring players that these guys might be familiar with, and these guys, I mean, Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott and their staff, Darrell Williams was an all-pro right tackle in 2017. There was a lot of question if he would have been a free agent target for the Bills during the last offseason just a year ago. Obviously, that did not happen. He ended up back with the Panthers. And he was really all over the place, right? I've got the article up here in front of me from NewYorkUpstate.com. They did not really allow him to settle in on the offensive line with the Panthers last year. So pulling from their article here, Williams can play all over the offensive line. In 2019, Williams started 12 games for the Panthers. During that time, he made 4 starts at left tackle, 5 starts at left guard, and 3 starts at right guard. And by all estimation, and I remember reading this earlier in the offseason, you know, Williams did have some struggles during the 2019 season. And he has always, really, for the most part, been regarded as a highly rated right tackle, right? Not as this chess piece to be moving around the offensive line. Well, you go through with it last year. The Panthers have their struggles. They're dealing with injuries. Greg Little battling injuries, not really living up to the expectations as a second-round pick. And Williams ends up being that guy that's moving all across the offensive line. The hope is that he can come to Buffalo and do a couple of things. One, maybe he's providing some competition at right tackle. Or two, maybe he gives you some flexibility as a swing tackle, depending on what might be happening there. Of course, as I said, he's got some experience at guard. But this is going to be another one of those that's really interesting to keep an eye on. And I say that, right? Once the Bills re-signed Quentin Spain, we looked at it and said, okay, all 5 starters are back from the 2019 squad. That group is probably set. Maybe they'll add some depth in free agency. Maybe they'll add some depth in the draft or a developmental prospect. They picked up the option on Spencer Long, and it looked like that starting 5 would be in place. Now with a signing like this, you're not quite sure. And I say that again because, you know, Williams is only 27 years old. He has been an all-pro in the past, and his best position has been right tackle. We know that there's questions with Cody Ford. If his best position is right tackle, we know there's plenty of speculation that he has the potential to be a Pro Bowl guard in the league, right? If you were to kick in at right guard. John Feliciano, he played injured throughout the 2019 season. Torn rotator cuff, surgery, keeping him on the shelf for a while. Maybe this is a bit of an insurance policy there if Feliciano cannot go for the start of training camp. Way too early to speculate on a lot of these things, but an interesting signing from this standpoint when you do look at it, because Williams, and we don't know the contract details yet, so once we have that, log on to BuffaloRumblings.com to get more of those details. But here's someone, again, that could provide a bit more than just competition. Right. Again, 27 years old, has played his best at right tackle. And when you look at that, right, having been an all-pro performer in 2017, is this someone that's going to come in and just provide depth? Or is he going to potentially push Cody Ford for a starting job? Or maybe if you talk about that swing tackle position, is this someone that might be pushing Ty Inseki off the roster in Buffalo? A lot of questions with it again, but as we, you know, go through and we talk about everything that's taking place with free agency, 2 signings taking place today. Wanted to jump on the podcast and share with you guys to get your thoughts. Of course, make sure you're checking in with BuffaloRumblings.com each and every day for all the latest on the Buffalo Bills. You can hit me up on Twitter at AntMarino, and make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. I'm going to check out now. If there's more breaking news, we'll be back with you and record a new podcast to let you know. But right now, EJ Gaines back in Buffalo, Darrell Williams signed to play along the offensive line for the team, and we'll see where that goes. Always appreciate you guys tuning in, and as always, go Bills.